If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
That's the voice of a famous personality who has experienced a second chance in life. And I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program.
It's the YMCA for brotherhood. It's the Y for leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding is why that's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station when you're away from home. They'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship any place in the USA. That's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
Hello there, this is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. And today on Second Chance, you'll hear how you, the people of America, voice your opinions on whether to give the three turncoat GIs a second chance. And later on in the program, one of you home contestants whose entry card was selected will be getting a crack at our $1,200 Mystery Voice jackpot. So if you sent me your name and phone number, stand by. I might be ringing your phone to see if you can identify this famous Second Chance Mystery Voice.
In Illinois, you'll find my name. No reason why the name's the same.
Thank you, Mystery Voice, for that brand new clue. How about if I repeat it for the folks? In Illinois, you'll find my name. No reason why the name's the same. Well, our home contestant gets a chance to identify the mystery voice later on in the program. You know, folks, everyone is talking about the fate of the three turncoats who just landed in San Francisco. Should they be punished, or should they be forgiven and get a second chance to resume their lives with complete freedom? Now, I know that you've discussed this in your own hometown and with your friends and family. And now that the boys are back in the States, the problem becomes more acute. They've already been arrested by the Army. But still, their fate remains unknown. Now, here on Second Chance, we anticipated the heated arguments that these boys would arouse, and we devoted an entire program discussing the issue. Now, this was on July 11th. At the end of that program, I asked that you folks write me letters or postcards telling me which side of the fence you were on. Should they be punished, or should they receive a second chance without punishment? Well, mail poured in from all parts of the country, and today I have the results of how you, the people of America, voted on this issue. And before I give you these results, I think it's important to recall exactly what happened on that broadcast of 2 weeks ago. I had posed the question, should these boys be given a second chance? And this is how the people in the studio audience responded.
They shouldn't be given a chance because they betrayed our country. Maybe they gave away secrets that would endanger our lives and our country and our children and everybody would be involved. And now they want a second chance. Naturally, they want to come back. They're sorry, but they did wrong in accepting and going to the Chinese way.
Well, now, if
they shouldn't have done it, and they should stand punishment.
All right. I see a lady over here disagreeing very vehemently with this lady. You feel that the boys should be given a second chance, ma'am?
I certainly do. I think brainwashing is hypnotism, and I don't think I think those boys should have all the sympathy in the world. That's what I think.
I think that. I think they should be given another chance, because I think they were afraid.
Johnny, I think it's really the background more than anything. Why these boys did turn to stay over there. Of course, we take an oath when we go in the service that we'll uphold the United States.
Right.
That's one thing for sure. These boys turned it down. They stayed over there. They were given a chance. I was over that lady for 3.5 years in the Philippine Islands. I don't believe that hypnotism.
I absolutely don't think they ought to be given a chance.
No.
You agree with this gentleman
absolutely.
Right here?
Absolutely.
And here's another lady who doesn't.
I don't care.
Boys were loyal to our country, and I think that we should pledge allegiance to our flag and be loyal to our country. This is the best country in the world.
They had their chance.
Well, there's still some here who feel that they should be. Here's
this
mother.
I think that these boys weren't happy. There was something wrong with them, and that's why they had a chance maybe to a little show off on their part. They thought maybe that.
You
but
feel
I think that given them the chance that they'd get back to where they started. A good job and
all
nice
right, thank
home.
You very much, ma'am, for your comments. Yes.
I think that the people who blame others are the ones who have never suffered. And I think brainwashing is the meanest form of hypnotism that our poor boys have ever been submitted to.
You feel, then, that these boys definitely were brainwashed into signing these statements?
Certainly they were. Certainly they were. How do they know? You can hypnotize a woman and she'll eat potato and swear it's apple. They don't know what they're doing. Those boys
what
have been hypnotized.
What about the other people that were brainwashed into this?
Plenty of them weren't.
Let's have another comment from a young man here who probably hasn't seen services yet. Maybe he doesn't have an entire adult opinion on this, but let's get a teenager's viewpoint, sir.
Well, I think that anybody who was brought up in America knows the way of freedom, and they hear how people in communist countries are treated, and that anyone under their own free will would not want to stay in a communist country. And it must have been brainwashing or some other form of punishment. It caused them to stay over there, and then after it had been through, they realized what they had done. They wanted a second chance, no matter what the consequences were, to come back and live in the United States again.
Well, as you can hear, these feelings were strong when we discussed this issue 2 weeks ago. We wondered if knowing more about these three boys would change opinions. And so we continued our discussion by talking with Miss Virginia Paisley, who wrote a book on these 21 turncoats and delved deep into their backgrounds to shed more light on these GIs. And we'll review her comments after this important reminder. To keep America strong, the National Guard needs men in 55. Why not stop in at your local National Guard recruiting office for all particulars? Now here's popular recording artist Patty Page with Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra and a musical message.
You're in style when you serve with the National Guard, right where you are in your hometown. Training won't interfere with your school or career. It's a wonderful deal all around. What a vet for a vet with the National Guard or a young man, all agree. You're in style when you serve in the National Guard to keep America free.
And now let's continue with Second Chance.
Seated opposite me at our Second Chance microphone is Mrs. Virginia Paisley, who traveled over 15,000 miles and spent many, many months searching for the backgrounds of these men. Virginia has put it all together in a new book called 21 Stage, originally written for the Long Island newspaper Newsday. Welcome to Second Chance, Virginia, and lots of luck with your wonderful book.
Thank you very much, Johnny. And I'm certainly fascinated with the transcription we just heard.
Well, we certainly know that you can add more light to the subject that we discussed just a few moments ago. Virginia, in your travels, you came face to face with the parents, the relatives, ministers and priests, well, everybody possible who ever knew these men. Now, what about the three boys in question who have asked for a second chance to return home? What can you tell us about them?
Those three were a good deal like all of the 21. The main thread running in all of the life stories was that the boys felt alone, lone wolves, most of them. They felt rejected. They felt unhappy. They'd been hurt in their lives one way or another. Two-thirds of them came from broken homes, and two of these three came from broken homes. The boys were undereducated for the most part. They didn't know anything about communism, and they didn't know what they were fighting for in Korea.
I think there was a very interesting background on one of the three boys, Ortho Bell.
Ortho Bell, in addition to the fact that he has a wife and a child he's never seen, his mother was 23 when he was born, and she died that day. And Ortho grew up thinking he'd killed his mother and that he would die, too, on his 23rd birthday. And that birthday was on January 23rd, 1954, the last day, the last chance he had to come back.
That's the day he went behind the Iron Curtain.
That's right.
I see. Well, now, Virginia, do you think it's because of the unhappy backgrounds that they chose the communists?
It wasn't quite that way. The communists chose them, and it was because of their backgrounds. They chose them because they knew about their backgrounds. They had made them each write their life stories, 50 pages long. And after reading them, they knew all their hidden hurts, their disabilities, their dreams, and their hopes that had gone wrong. And they were able then to use them against them, turn them against them, and it was sort of reverse psychiatry. And use the needle against them whenever they had the chance. They said to them, "You've been rejected at home, but we don't reject you." And they did it subtly and over a period of days.
They played up the love angle and the fact that they would have respect there where they got rejection at home.
That's right.
Well, now, Virginia, have we any way of telling what's going to happen to these three boys when they do return?
Well, they're in a sort of a shadow land. They are civilians because they were given dishonorable discharges. But they can still, under the new Army code, they can be court-martialed anyway. However, the Supreme Court has not ruled on that, so it's possible that that may not happen. However, two boys who did come back before the deadline, Dickinson and Batchelor, who were still under Army control, were court-martialed, and one was given 10 years and the other 20, although they had been promised they wouldn't be punished for having stayed if they would come back. They weren't punished for that. They were accused of collaboration in prison camps.
Well, now, this news naturally got back to these men.
Well, not that news. The communists told them that both of them had been executed, and until recently they believed it, and they were afraid to come home. But now Otho Bell says he'd rather come home and be executed here than stay in China any longer.
Now, Virginia, I'm going to ask you a loaded question right now. What do you think should be done to these men when they return?
Well, it's a very big question, particularly because of what was done to Dickinson and Batchelor. It wouldn't seem fair that those two got long sentences and these not. However, I personally believe that the sentences against Dickinson and Batchelor should be changed. And I believe that these men, what they did should not be condoned. I think that a suspended sentence of some sort should be given them. I think they should be treated, for instance, the way all of the officers who have been charged and found guilty of collaborating have been treated. And the worst any officer has gotten has been involuntary discharge.
You feel then, Virginia, they should have a suspended sentence and a second chance?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you very much, Virginia, and I'd like to know if our studio audience agrees with you on this, and we'll be hearing their comments when we come back to Second Chance in just a moment.
Hi, baby. I'm home.
Hi, hon. Been working hard today?
Not too hard. Had an important conference with my banker today.
Banker? Meyer, you're the important fellow. Didn't mortgage the house, I hope.
Nope. I just dropped in to pick this up. Isn't it beautiful?
United States Savings Bond Series H, $1,000. Why, that's wonderful. Is it just like our other savings bonds?
Nope. The Series H bonds pay you a current income. You see, the mailman will bring us an interest check from Uncle Sam every 6 months. At good compound interest, too.
Yes, if you want current income on a top-flight investment, ask your banker about Series H United States Savings Bonds.
Series H savings bonds pay a fine return. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity.
You get an interest check in the mail every 6 months.
And if you need cash meanwhile, you can redeem the bonds at par after the first 6 months.
Series H savings bonds are sold in denominations of $500 and up.
Invest in Series H savings bonds, a sure way to save for your future.
Let's return now to Second Chance. Now, what we want to know is, do you agree with Mrs. Paisley that these men should not be punished?
I certainly think they should be punished. They have committed something that is similar to a crime. You have a man that commits a crime, a boy. You have the young boys of today who commit crimes, who say they blacked out, they're sorry, they're extremely sorry, they didn't know what they were doing, but they are punished. These boys, mainly because they've done something against a wonderful country. It's true, they've had a chance before, but now, as I said, it's true, they want to repent. Still, they cannot get away with it completely. They must suffer some sort of punishment.
Do you agree with this lady?
I don't. I think they should be given a second chance. After all, our Lord gave us a chance every day in the week, and I think we should give our boys any chance in the world.
You feel as Mrs. Paisley does, they should
be. I certainly do.
All right, thank you. And you have any other comment to make to that?
No, I say that eventually they should be given, that they should be allowed to enjoy the freedom of this country. But when they come back, they should be allowed to suffer. They should be made to suffer for what they've done.
Thank you. Do you agree with this lady?
No, I don't. I agree with the lady that we were given a second chance, too. But if they are given some kind of punishment, it should be less severe than I believe she said.
All right, thank you. Let's get a gentleman's point of view. You, sir, how do you feel on it?
I certainly think he should be punished because from the things that they did do, they endangered the lives of the other men that were over there. And I don't see why they should be privileged characters and the fact that they could get away with what they did. They
Thank
should
you,
be punished.
Sir. Thank you. Here's a man whose viewpoint I know you'll all be interested in because he's Sal Conti. Sal spent 33 grim months as a prisoner of war of the Chinese communists. And during that time, he openly defied them, even though they forced him to spend 6.5 months in solitary confinement. Now, Sal, I know the folks would like to hear how you feel on this. Should these boys be punished or not, these three who are returning?
Well, it's pretty difficult to say, Johnny. I mean, on the basis of what they have done and why they want to come home, I don't think they should be punished. I mean, when you're pretty hungry and you're pretty cold and you want a cigarette, things get out of proportion. And that cigarette and the slap on the back gives you a false sense of security, which will happen to these boys.
You feel that in many cases they didn't quite know what they were doing.
They didn't know whether they were going to come out of it alive or not. And they felt that this way they would come out of it alive.
Then you feel...
A certain amount of security was established.
Sal, then you feel that they should not be punished. Is that right?
No, I think the whole fault lies in not being explicitly told before the Korean War, when the Korean War started, why we were over there fighting and just what we were fighting. A good deal of the boys were unaware of what it was all about.
Well, here's a man who was able to resist all of the torture that the communists gave him, but still has compassion for these boys who are returning home to the United States. This lady over here still feels they should be punished, though.
I think more so, since what Sal said. If he was strong enough to resist, then certainly they should have been. I say that the punishment should not be as severe as those who would not have come back, but they must have some form of punishment to realize that what they did.
All right, now I'll tell you what. I'd like to see how the folks feel here on a general poll. Now, all of you who feel that these men should be given a second chance without punishment, raise your hands and say, aye. Now, all of those of you who feel that these men should be punished in some way, raise your hands and say, no.
No.
Well, all right, I guess the majority of the men feels that these men should be given a second chance without punishment. And I know that you folks at home who are listening in have an opinion on this subject, and I think it'd be a good idea if you dropped us a card and told us about it. And send it to Second Chance, NBC, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19. Well, that's what took place on our July 11th broadcast. And you people did take the opportunity to express yourselves, to cast your votes for or against these three men. As a result, we have the first national straw vote on this timely issue. You, the people of America, feel overwhelmingly that these men should get a second chance without punishment. 95% of those who wrote in were in agreement on this. And furthermore, because we feel the authorities involved in this issue will be interested in your feelings, we're forwarding your letters to the Department of the Army in Washington. And I'm sincerely thankful that we've been able to use Second Chance as a means of allowing you to express yourselves on this. And now it's nearly time for our Mystery Voice phone call. It follows this announcement.
Friends, this is Paul Jones of the National Safety Council. We have a little safety jingle here that we think may save your life.
When you hear a river crossing, look and listen carefully. When you hear a river crossing, do your best to be very, very, very watchful, very, very wide awake. Give yourself a break and always driver take a look, driver take a look, driver take a look around and see. See the warning signs, hear the warning sounds when you're near a railroad crossing. Pay close attention to the warnings, pay close attention to the railroad signals, pay close attention to the warning when you're near a railroad crossing.
Once again, we rejoin Second Chance. Right now, I'm going to get busy with the first Mystery Voice phone call of the week. And, Bob, the call is in already. How about that? Skip to Malou and let's find out who. Hello, this is Johnny Olson in New York at Second Chance. Who's on the phone, please? This is Dale Saunders. Dale. Oh, Gail. Gail Saunders. Hello, Gail. This is Johnny Olson. Where are you speaking from? New York City. Well, this is a surprise. I want to tell you, we're glad finally that the judges picked out of the barrel a card from New York City. Now, Gail, before you try to identify the mystery voice, let me tell you what's waiting in the jackpot for you if you come up with the right answer. Are you listening? All right. Now, to start with, there's a $100 bank account from the makers of Beacon Wax. And Beacon Wax gives the hardest, longest, and brightest gloss you've ever seen. Also, the makers of Tetley Tea will start a special Christmas fund in your name, $1 a day for the next 6 months. And remember, Tetley Tea is preferred by real tea drinkers. Still more cash, a $100 savings bond from Tony, the all-new home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, and frizz-free as a wave can be. And Second Chance will brighten up your kitchen with a brand-new RCA Estate Deluxe gas range. For your favorite man, a 3-piece gold set of King's Men toiletries, including a bottle of King's Men deodorant that keeps you shower fresh all day. Also, there's a rotary lawnmower from the nation's leading power mower manufacturer, Moto Mower. And for both of you, Arthur Murray, are you married, Gail? That's Mrs. Saunders. Well, for both of you, Arthur Murray will give you $100 worth of dancing lessons at your favorite Arthur Murray studio. That'll be fun, won't it? Now, besides all the many gifts and cash prizes, there's a vacation for you in New York City. Even though you live here in New York City, if you come up with the right answer on this, you'll still have a vacation. It's fun just to leave the house and, you know, to go to a hotel. We will make arrangements at the famous Henry Hudson Hotel for you. And for pocket money, $50 in traveler's checks. And for that trip, a magnificent 3-piece set of Amelia Earhart luggage. And to top off the jackpot, there's a Helbros wristwatch, a gift of a lifetime, a world-famous Helbros, the watch of celebrities, with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainsprings. How's that for a jackpot? Wonderful. Over $1,200 in cash and prizes, and it can all be yours, Gail, if you can tell me who the mystery voice is. Listen closely. Here she is now.
Where the Duke doth roam is the place I call home. In Illinois, you'll find my name. No reason why, the name's the same.
All right, Mrs. Gail Saunders of New York City, you just heard the mystery voice for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Who do you think it is? Who? Jane Froman, the singer? Wonder what gave you that idea. You were just taking a guess on it? Well, I'm sorry you guessed wrong, Gail. You guessed wrong. It's not Jane Froman. She's a wonderful person, however. But I do have for you a beautiful crystal decanter of the champagne fragrance Intoxication by D'Orsay, creators of world-famous French perfumes. Thanks for sending in your card, Gail. Goodbye. Gee whiz, Bob. For a minute there, I thought she was on the right track, but I guess she didn't study those clues close enough. And remember, each clue contains an important piece of information about our mystery voice, so listen closely to them. And send in your phone number, too, on that postcard, won't you? The Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York. And now, here's a man with a message.
Hello, everybody. This is Fibber McGee.
And Molly.
We've just heard about an effective way that plain, everyday Americans like us can fight communism.
You mean I can fight communism, too? How?
How, Doc? By giving a truth dollar to Radio Free Europe. Your truth dollars pay for 100 words of truth on Radio Free Europe. Beam them right through the Iron Curtain to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped there by the communists.
Radio Free Europe's broadcasts help these people resist communism by uncovering Soviet traitors in their countries, by giving them plain, honest news they can't get from their own commie-controlled press and radio.
You might say Radio Free Europe is keeping the truth turned on.
Well, you can count me in, kids. Who do I give my truth dollars to?
You send them to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
And folks, you can fight communism too by sending truth dollars to support Radio Free Europe.
Send one today to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
Well, folks, I hope we've caught your interest on this vital issue concerning the three turncoat American prisoners of war. Your heavy mail response to the issue is a good indication we have. And incidentally, if there are any of you folks listening at this moment who haven't registered your votes as yet and would like to do so, there's still time. Every card and letter is important, no matter how you feel on the subject, pro or con. The mere fact that you write and express yourself is proof that you're putting into action the great democratic principles that governs these United States. So here's a second chance for you to send in a card to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York, 19, New York, and let us know how you feel on this vital issue. Johnny Olson transcribing a good goodbye until tomorrow.
Weekday mornings, hear the news with Kenneth Banghart over most NBC radio stations.